You know, I am in many ways a traditional academic with a traditional academic background, but, you know, I don't really write books. I do sometimes publish papers, but I don't write papers with the intent of publishing them, and I don't ask, well, what do I need to do to get this thing published? I simply put the thing on my website, and, you know, maybe it gets published, maybe it doesn't, who cares, because it's already out there, which is the whole point of it. It's so, in that sense, I'm a very non-traditional academic, and I'm, you know, I work in academia, and I see my work in this side of it as being sort of on the leading edge, not because I'm a great innovator or anything like that, but because the vast majority of academics still work through publishers, still work through formal journals, and this is beginning to change. And when this sweeps academia, and it will, we're going to see even more. We'll see academia 2.0.
What you're talking about reminds me of something I read in a piece called The Future of the Web by Stephen Downes, written in 1998. I'd like to read you a quote. Education in the future will be much less class-based and much more topic-based. The idea is that learning is not placed so much by teacher as it is by the student's own capacity to acquire material. What will make this possible is the development of educational delivery technology, the primary purpose of which will not so much be to teach as it will be to manage learning. Topics will be selected by student interest, aptitude, educational level, and societal need, the QUEST model. Are we there yet?
Nope. We're getting there. Blackboard and WebCT have been all over the news this week, right? And Blackboard and WebCT are still, Blackboard now, are, you know, traditional institution-based, class-based, paced learning-based style of learning. We are getting there in the sense that outside of the formal educational arena, we're seeing the development of numerous avenues of non-formal or informal learning. Your typical Yahoo group is as much a learning environment as it is a chat space. So we're in transition. We're moving in that direction, and we will get there, but we're in transition at the moment.
How do you see this manifesting itself in the classroom?
Well, that's a good question, because I'm not sure much of it will happen in the classroom. I mean, what was, and you know, you,
or maybe I should say in formal education.
Well, let me stick with the classroom just for a moment, because you've probably seen some of the articles recently about, you know, technology invading the classroom and the distinction between learning in the classroom and learning via distance learning becoming less and less. A lot of the time, we see this blended learning where the amount of time in the classroom is reduced and electronic support is used outside of that. And we're seeing, of course, you know, even things like PowerPoint and whatever inside the classroom, the digital projectors, which are now, I guess, getting to be a staple, the smart boards. I love those smart boards. They're wonderful. And we're seeing, too, and a change in emphasis on what happens in the classroom. And this is reflected most of all in the design of classrooms, the architecture of classrooms. I read a few things about that just over the last few months. EDUCAUSE ran a bunch of articles on designing informal learning spaces. And the idea here is that the classroom is becoming less a place where you receive instruction, less like a theater, and more like a discussion room or a conference room or a briefing room, where when you go to the classroom, you go to interact. And that's always been a part of the model. In the future of online learning, I described it as the triad model. And a big part of the triad model is the local community facility, where you go, where you meet people, where you interact. You don't go there to, you know, absorb content like a vacuum cleaner, but there's still the interaction that takes place, the person-to-person stuff. People still like person-to-person stuff. It's just, it doesn't have to be necessarily part of a formalized educational curriculum. That part hasn't kicked in yet. I mean, we don't just do drop-in learning. You still have to sign up for the course and all of that. But the learning itself is beginning to change shape.